Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb here. Heading out to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to welcome in the driver of the number 9 Chevy Camaro for Hendrick Motorsports, Chase Elliott, NASCAR superstar. Chase, how you doing today?
Doing great. How about you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. Now, I know that a while back you did run a late model race here at the Milwaukee Mile. You have any memories of your time here in Milwaukee or that race?
I do. Yeah, I remember that race really well. I had an awesome car that night, and I think what Johnny Sauter's brother won it. Travis, is that right? If I remember right, but yeah, had a good car. Really enjoyed racing there. I thought that racetrack suited those late model cars really well, and that was the only time I'd ever run up there. But I had a lot of fun.
Good. Now with Talladega coming up this weekend, you know, obviously it's such a wild card. Anything can happen. When you go into Talladega, do you go in more nervous because you don't know what's going to happen, or do you go in more relaxed because it's such a crapshoot and most of the stuff that will happen is all outside of your control?
Yeah, I mean, I guess somewhere kind of in between. It's there's just a lot of things that are outside your control, so it's, you know, doesn't do you a lot of good to get too worked up about a lot of it because you can't do anything about the majority of it. But I think, you know, in general, it's not a place that you are super comfortable at just because of how quick something can go wrong. But yes, I think in some ways it's not there's certainly a level of being comfortable that I think is good, but you get in certain situations in the race and it's hard to be because there's just so much that can happen and hard to stop it.
Well, you posted a great video on your Instagram about Talladega and your dad and you in it and everything like that. That was phenomenal. It just seems right that you're in the 9 car. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been my number ever since I started racing, you know, so it's nice to have had the opportunity to get that back and kind of get back home. In my opinion, it definitely feels right, and I think it feels right to everybody watching too. It just certainly fits.
Now, when you're talking with Rick Hendrick, what do you call him? Do you call him Mr. Hendrick, Mr. H, Rick, Ricky? You know, what's your relationship like?
I call it Mr. Hendrick. Yeah, we have a good relationship. He's done way more than I could ever ask for me in my racing career, and really has opened the door to get me to where I'm at today. And I'm just trying to, you know, do my part for him and get our team rolling as best we can and make him proud. I mean, I think it's, like I said, I certainly wouldn't be here without him. And he's been a great friend and looked up to him a lot and a great person to lean on too. So I really couldn't ask for much more. Really, any more from him in all aspects.
Well, with parking your car in Victory Lane 3 times last season, do you feel more pressure this year than you have in years past?
I don't know. I, you know, look forward to the challenge, and I'm glad to be here. And you know, it's kind of one of those things where you just take it as it comes. But no, I don't think last year's success really weighs on what we have going on right now.
All right, we're talking with Chase Elliott, NASCAR superstar, here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Final Inspection Show. All right, you could take a deep breath. I'm going to stop trying to get you in trouble here. What's in your garage? Like, what's the coolest car you have for personal use?
Well, actually, I've just been driving a Tahoe. from the past year or two now. But, yeah, I enjoy it. I am a Chevy guy, so I enjoy that Tahoe probably the most from their side of things.
Okay, and then what kind of music are you listening to, Chase?
I would say I am a country fan. What about you? What do you listen to?
For me, it's old school heavy metal, Judas Priest and, you know, Motorhead and Metallica and those kind of guys.
Yeah.
But, all right, so country, huh? So who's your favorite, like, top three country artists right now?
I'm a big Eric Church fan. I'd say he's number one. Become a big fan of Tyler Childers and went to a Kip Moore concert last night. So we'll put him up there, too.
Nice, yeah. I've seen Eric Church probably five or six times. He always puts on a phenomenal live show.
He does that's for sure.
All right, well, Chase, I want to thank you so much for taking a couple minutes for us here on the Final Inspection Show. Wish you all the best of luck this weekend in Talladega and the rest of the season. Hopefully you're raising that championship trophy at the end.
Yeah, we hope so. We'll find out. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, thank you. There was Chase Elliott. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll be right back. We've got more of the Final Inspection Show coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.